A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, I'd like us to consider the Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 13. Verse number 6, the Bible says, "But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." Our focus of consideration and prayers this morning is destroying evil roots. In part B of this passage, the Bible says, "And because they had no root, they withered away." You must understand, dear listener, that every problem in a man's life has a root. Every unfavorable thing, every unpleasant thing, anything that is called problem in a man's life, either spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, or marital, has a root. There is no problem that happens on its own or in vacuum. There is always a root. You must understand that things wither without root. So afflictions, pain, sickness, or diseases that is still standing or growing in a man's life is because the root is still intact. As long as the root of a problem is intact, the problem will still survive. As a matter of fact, it begins to get stronger and stronger because the root is intact. But when the root is tampered with, then the problem is dealt with. Most of the time, people tackle the problems in their lives by in the branches or through the branches or the fruits. They begin to pluck the fruits of the problem. If you are dealing with symptoms or you are plucking the fruits, the tree is still standing. The root is still standing. And if you cut down the tree, what about the root? As long as the root is intact, it will sprout again. Don't forget what the book of Job says, that there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and the tender branches thereof will not cease. And therefore, in dealing with a problem, in solving any matter, the root must be tackled. The root must be dealt with. Somebody is behaving funny or behaving naughty, behaving unreasonably. It is not that behavior that we want to deal with if we want to solve the problem once and for all and forever. We will have to look at the root of that problem. What is at the root of this misbehavior? What is at the root of this unreasonable behavior or thinking? The root must be looked into. Don't forget, as long as the root is intact or still standing, the problem will continue to grow because the root is still intact. But when you tamper with the root, then you deal with the problem. Even if the tree is still standing, even if the branch are still shooting out, even if the leaves still appear green, even if there are still fruits on the tree, as long as the roots have been tampered with, the tree will soon collapse and die. I remember the few occasions I was privileged to follow my grandfather to the farm. My grandfather had a very big cocoa plantation, and it was time to fumigate the foundation, so he took us to the farm, myself and my cousins. And all we did was to go down to the stream that was down in the valley to the plantation to fetch water for Grandpa to fumigate the plantation. There was a big tree standing in the midst of Baba's cocoa plantation that was not supposed to be there, and Papa needed that tree off. And so all that Papa did was to dig. He asked us to dig, and we dug around the root of this tree, and Papa set the root on fire at different locations. He set it on fire, very big fire, but the tree was still standing. The leaves were still green because the branches were still shooting out. But after a while, the trees, what we noticed, began to wither and it shed all the leaves. After a while, the tree fell on itself after a while. And so because the root had been tampered with, eventually the problem was solved. It may take time, but that is the best way to deal with a problem. Don't just remove the leaves or the fruit. The tree is still standing, the problem is still intact. So the root must be tampered with. It is my prayer today that every root of affliction, of sickness, of trouble, of pain in your life and in your destiny will be tampered with and be destroyed in the precious name of Jesus. Don't forget, until the root is touched, the problem cannot be touched. And so what is that thing that is going contrary to purpose in your life and in your destiny or in your family or in your business or in your ministry? Sicknesses or diseases, barrenness or delay, struggle or toiling, rejection or disappointment? Or is there a peculiar problem that you are experiencing in your life, in your family, or in your ministry at this very moment? Is there a problem with your health somewhere? Is there an affliction? Is there an oppression? Imagine a 25-year-old girl bedwetting. That's a problem. That's an affliction. That is a root of that problem. Imagine the oppression that you are going through. There is a root for that oppression. And this root has to be tampered with if there must be deliverance, if there must be rescue. What are some roots that we have to deal with if we want liberty, if we want freedom? If you want to be free totally, completely, and permanently, what are some of the roots that we have to deal with? In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, the Bible says, like a fleeting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse curseless shall not come. A curse without cause shall not come. There can be no curse, without a reason. Anywhere there is a curse that is standing, a curse that is standing in the life of a man, there is something at the root of that curse. There is something that has given it a legal ground that is enabling it to stand. There is a root. There is a reason that has to be dealt with if this problem must be totally uprooted and destroyed. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 15, the Bible says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by these many become defiled. What are these roots that must be dealt with? The root of a problem, number one, could be sin. Sin can be the root of a problem in a man's life. Sin. And unfortunately, there is not a man who does not sin. And therefore, there is not a man who does not have an issue in his life. So the root of that issue is the sin that has dominated your life or that is dominating your life. And until this sin is dealt with, that problem continues to reoccur. You have to deal with that sin. Jesus Christ, in John chapter number 5, went to a man who had been bedridden at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years because he had no man to help him. There was a major problem. The root of the problem of this man was sin. And so the sin grounded him through that problem. Jesus met that man in verse number 14 of John chapter 5. After he had been made whole, Jesus had healed him. The man had left the pool of Bethesda. He had gone home jubilating. Afterwards, the Bible says, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said to him, behold, you have been made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So what came upon him in the first place was a reason or a product of the sin in his life. So Jesus Christ said, don't sin again so that a worse thing will not happen to you. Dear listener, you must understand that the devil will be very happy if we keep sinning, because sin is what gives the enemy a legal ground and allows him to introduce his problems into our lives and into our destinies. You have to deal with that sin in your life before it deals with you. A little leak, that little sin is a little leak. A little leak can sink a great ship. Find out your sin, according to Richard Baxter, before your sin finds you out. It is my prayer that God will give you the grace to deal with the sin that is at the root of the situation, the root of the stagnation or the problem or the failure of your life, that you will begin to experience the prosperity, the success, and the blessings of the Almighty God. Don't forget, problems remain standing until the root is tampered with. And this root we're dealing with is the root of sin. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, I confess my sins to you. Every sin that has brought me trouble, that has brought me sickness, that has brought me pain, that has brought me affliction and losses, I confess and I forsake in the name of Jesus. I receive your forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I confess my sins, O God, every sin that has brought me pain and sorrow and sickness and affliction. I confess and I forsake in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, sin shall no longer have dominion over me in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to begin to destroy everything that is showing in your life that is contrary the affliction. Let every affliction in my life and destiny be terminated today. Let that sickness end in my life today. Let that disease end today. Let everything die to the root. Everything that is contrary, everything working contrary in my family, in my marriage, in my business, in my ministry, let it die right now in the name of Jesus. Let the root, let the foundation be destroyed. Let this problem come to an end. Let it be abated. Let the shortage in my business end today. Let the root be destroyed. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. So shall it be. I'd like you to pray. Ask that every tree that God has not planted, that is growing in your life and destiny, be removed by the roots in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the axe is laid to the root of every tree, and any tree that does not bear good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I command every tree that God has not planted, that is growing in my life, in my health, in my finances, in my family, in my marriage, in the lives of my children, in my business, in my ministry, let that tree be uprooted now. Let it be destroyed from the root in the name of Jesus. I uproot it totally in the name of Jesus. Every tree that God has not planted in my life, be uprooted today, be removed from the root in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I want you to begin to destroy everything that gives the enemy the legal ground into your life. Legal ground to attack, to introduce his heels. I deal with everything that whatever gives the enemy the legal ground into my life is destroyed today by the blood of Jesus. I lift up the blood of Jesus. I plead that blood against whatever gives the enemy the legal ground or access into my life, my health, my finances, my family, my marriage, my business, my ministry, my destiny. I plead the blood of Jesus against it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I ask this morning that the root of evil, of problems, of pain, of sickness, of disease, of losses, of shortage, of stagnation, be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. That sin will no longer have dominion over you. You are no longer under the power or influence of that sin. You are liberated. You are free in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our Moriah prayers. It's an interdenominational prayer meeting, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Grace Mann. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.